Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. What a wild ride in the market. Nothing going on. It's wild. Actually, the commodity space has been on fire and going crazy. And, of course, we called it right here on the Bubba Show. We said it was time to buy commodities. I think now they're probably a little bit overdone to the upside. And but the markets are going to get to that new high. You can just see it. They don't stop. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And in the meantime, there's no volatility. There's no action. And traders like me are miserable because there's nothing to do. But anyways, what I want to do today is continue our education because we laid out a lot of the charts and stuff, and yesterday we finished up talking about the minimum wage. So let's get back to learning some more and getting some info and see how we did for the week. Let's go to the call right now. Here we go. We're going to go check out what we're talking about on Monday.
Lord knows what they're doing, but I mean, I don't get it. But anyways, on a better note, let's go through what's going on in the world and check it out. Oh, let me see if there's anything. Oh, let me see if I missed anything. Okay, IBM. So let me look at IBM. Let me do that right now. India, bravo. Michael, what's going on in IBM? It is, oh, lower. Ah, not bad. I think somebody said they liked that from the short side. Who was that guy? Let's see what happened. How come I'm not getting... What the hell's going on? Why am I not getting the aftermarket? All right, well, I'm not going to worry about it. It's trading 144 right now. I don't know why I don't have the overnight chart. I used to have it. Hey, hold on 1 second. Sorry. Got to find it. Which one is it? Which one is it in? Not that one. In here, right? Highlight, that's futures. Oh, equities, here we go. Show extent, okay, there we go. Apply. Okay, here, right down here. Okay? Pretty ugly. Now, Dow's down a little bit, but certainly not down what you would think it might be down based on the action, but there you go. Okay, I'll take care of that. Is there an easy way to see overall if volume of the market overall? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're looking, you mean in each individual index? I mean, the Dow will show you volume. Okay, here's the volume on the entire Dow. I mean, the best I like is the futures because those are more, they trade less, but they're more accurate. And they're actually worth more. But that's a better handle because that gives you 24-hour trading. So that's what you mean. Don't argue with the chart. That is correct. VIX in May, later Bengay, yeah. Yeah, you can't pay it back, it's right. Yeah, Josh is laughing. Are they really putting money out with restrictions on banks? Yeah, they do. The Dodd-Frank is brutal, and it's killing everybody. It is flooding in Houston. Federal hiring in Maryland is great. Okay, good. Now, that makes sense, right? They keep hiring. Seattle is good with Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. Right, and they're paying $15 an hour. But in the meantime, everybody who works out there says, you know what, can I get less hours because I want to get my entitlements back? Considering there's a currency like a balloon, only inflates until it poops. Hey, you know, but that's the problem. I don't like, you know, I'm not a big fan. I never was, but I'm really not a big fan. No premium and low VIX, right? Can you explain why you lose the long side in this market? Because if you don't pick the right stock, a lot of stocks are not going up. There is not a big participation in this market. Okay, if you're just in straight S&P stocks, you're fine. Okay, but there's not a huge participation in the overall market, which is why you're not seeing a great group of run-up here. This is a terrible, terrible market right now. The politicians of the Fed are in bed there 100%. Their objective is to destroy the value of all the money 100%. to create a common currency, the euro. They want to impoverish people with the end of the day, but give them more total control. That's correct. That's why central bank started in England in 1600. Okay, that is the theory of Edward Griffin, creature from Jekyll Island. I don't know if I agree 100% with all that, but a lot of that I do believe in. Okay, send me a pound of 20s too. Yeah, okay. Austin is booming with George, Google Fiber, and all the Dex Plus, all Silicon Valley. Good, cool. That's neat. Austin, thank God we didn't have the oil. Buy back free money. There is no free market. Big banks, big business are making out like bandits. Yep, hell, they are bandits. That's right. Okay. Is IBM a good buy at this level? Let's see tomorrow. I can't tell you tonight. It's free market is much harder to read. All right. American Airlines. Alpha, Alpha, Lima. Okay. American. So, last week, I thought, that is right. Hold on 1 second. Hold away for 1 second. She said, give me 1 second. What the hell am I doing to myself here? Hold on. Dang it. Okay. Okay. All right, so American, I thought was a solid 40, and here was 40, and of course, it gapped right through it, and I updated on Wednesday. And I agreed with myself, unfortunately. And, of course, we exploded right after it. So, obviously, we sold it. Now, the other side of the coin is now you got to watch 40 from the other side. I mean, certainly, it doesn't look good, but I'm not going to sell it here. And it does have earnings, I think, Friday. So, we would call this neutral anyways. But there you go. Look what happened. Boom, boom, boom. Like it was nothing. Came right off of 38, which we identified. And it exploded right through 40, right to almost 42, which was an original level. But, unfortunately, we jumped in early at 40. Apple, Alpha, Alpha, Papa, Lima. Okay, I thought we could short it. I thought 112, 111 were good, and they were pretty good. And here we come. Now, you know, I think you got to look at 107. And I think you're going to see 102 before this is all over. It doesn't mean it won't bounce tomorrow. But as I said, I think we're going lower. So, now, his earnings when? 25, a week from today? A week from today. So, probably neutral is the right cause of action. Typically, they will under-promise, over-deliver, and then go down. So, let's see, unless they anticipate first. I think you're probably better off neutral here. Now, based on a pure chart, okay, it'd probably be a trade to look and see if it stops here at 107 and then rallies. Okay, because it does look to be 107-ish to 113. But, you know, with the earnings coming out, I would probably say it's better to be neutral than involved here. Again, you can see I've been getting more conservative as the weeks go on.
And that's really been our overall mantra, is to be current conservative. You know, markets have to give you opportunity. Without it, we don't want to trade them. And there is not a lot of opportunity. And markets that lose volatility and become complacent, it's very challenging to try to jump back in and out, and it takes away our advantage of knowing and being on top of the game, so we choose not to trade it. But in the meantime, check out our friends at Thinkorswim, my buddies Scott and Kevin over there. They do the swim lessons every day. They educate you in stocks, options, futures, help you with the platform, the whole deal. You got to go check them out. Really a great outfit over there, and I've been with them for years, and I think they do a nice job. In the meantime, if you ever miss an episode of the Bubba Show, libertytalk.fm is your home to get the downloads. We have just surpassed the 200,000 level. Now we're trying to get to 300. Follow me on Twitter at Bubba Average Joe, and as well as go like the Bubba Show at Facebook. This is the Bubba Show, top of Horwitz. I'm going to stop by here for a break, and we'll be back with more of the Monday Night Call. The Bubba Show, Todd Boards. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And of course, we are doing a little bit of a little replay work because we want to learn. We want to make it better. We want to understand it because the markets are extremely challenging right now. And I want you to hear me how I break these markets down. So let's get back to the Monday Night Call. Here we go.
AMBA. Alpha Michael. Bravo Alpha. Okay. So we thought sell at 45 was no change. But now I'm concerned. Okay. The reason I'm concerned is because we are in such a tight range now that it has to make a move. No, it certainly could be lower, but of course it could be higher. It does have the last two moves. It has the characteristic that it wants to go lower. So I'm not afraid to be short, but I don't know that I would initiate a new short position unless you're using options. I mean, if I were into a trade here, I'd like to do something that had a chance to benefit from the upside, but had a bigger play to the downside, you know, maybe a broken wing or a weighted, you know, double weighted butterfly, but something like that. But again, it's going to make a move. This stock is not going to sit here like this. It's going to pop one way or the other. Now it's either going to 55 or it's coming down to 35. That I'd say you got to watch 40 on the way down. There is no stop at 50. So it's probably the true level here where it could go would be 40 to 55. Most likely it sees 40 first. But again, it's thin, it's light. You can only do a trade that has very limited risk. You have to identify the risk in this trade before you put it on, and that doesn't mean buying the stock and putting a stop because this is a little bit too thin for that. Amazon continues to explode as much as I hate it. Okay. Now, we called it neutral last week. God, help me. Help me, Mr. Wizard. Okay. I mean, this would be something you would look at, but again, I'm not in a hurry here. I don't see the percentages or the probability when they get earnings next week. Okay. Week from Thursday. I would just sit back and wait. Again, as much as I'd like to tell you it's short, it's probably the right play, but we're fighting into a battle that's not clear. We're saying that, hey, I think it's going to up and up. Now, certainly, the overall pattern suggests exactly that. But remember, what did we talk about? We had a blow off here, even though it came out of consolidation, but we had a look at this up, boom, 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 boom. Then what happened? Remember, the markets can resolve themselves a couple of ways. It resolved itself by going sideways, and now it's breaking out again. So it doesn't have to come back. It could go sideways. I'd rather wait until better times to get involved in this lobster because this is big. And, you know, again, it can be great when it's good, but it can also be a challenge. And I think there's a better time, and I don't think this is it. Baba. Bravo Alpha. Bravo Alpha. Okay. So I said I want a short at 80. And there it is. You know, 7986 is pretty close. Now, remember, this is what we talk about a lot. This is at 78 to 80 level. I'm looking for it to break down. Now, we get to 78, which we did today, right? You should have tightened up your stop. Now, I don't know if you're out or in. It doesn't matter. But that's exactly what I was looking for. I'm hoping, though, that it follows through. Okay, that when we play a range this tight, we're looking, if we buy the bottom, we're looking for the breakout to be the upside. If we sell the top, we're looking for the break to the downside. So we're taking some liberty here with a trade like this. But we are playing with inside the pattern. But we're hoping that one of the times we play inside there, it breaks our way. And that's, you know, we did it with Silver Wheaton a couple of years ago, and it worked great, okay, until the last trade. But, you know, that's what you're looking for. That's the only reason you would play something like that, otherwise the range is too narrow. But I would still say that I'd be a seller at 80. You could look at 77 if you want to be a buyer. You know, 78, I think, is a little – now, the difference here – the reason I'm not anxious to buy it at 78, even though that's a level, is because I don't see the room to the upside in the near time. We've had too much of an up move. I can see it breaking lower versus breaking higher. Now, at 77, and it gets down there, and we start turning around there, I could see it 77 to 80, but I don't want to give up the extra buck here. Okay. BP. Now, we thought that 32 was a good sell. And confirmed that on Wednesday, okay? And it was. Came all the way down to 30. Now it's back to 31. Now, interestingly enough, okay, it came in the mid-range. So now when we look at this, okay? If you got in, you know, hopefully you made some money and you still got a profit. But interestingly enough, we came right down to an area. So now you have to watch here, okay? You want to watch and see if this becomes the new bottomish area. Now, this could have just been a temporary. We might come all the way back down. Until proven otherwise, I have to assume it's like 2950 to, you know, 32, okay, until proven otherwise. But I would be watching this closely to see if this indeed is going to hold this bottom. Now, oil stocks were up awfully big today based on what was going on, but we're really in the range. So at here, I have nothing to tell you. Sell it at 32, buy it at 29. Celgene, Charlie Echo Lima Golf. Okay. So we never saw 95. We thought that, you know, 108, 106 were reasonable spots. And of course they were. Now they weren't monster winners. And still not. Here we are, 108-ish. Now earnings are next week too. Yeah. Okay. So now, I don't like this action. I'm not afraid of it. I mean, the stock has done this repeatedly. I would look for it to hold. I would look for a potential sell-off, but I would not be aggressive. And now I would not initiate. If I'm not in now, I would not initiate a new position. Okay. If you're in, you know, just make sure you're stopped accordingly. You have your order working, but I would not initiate a new position now. Okay. We are not getting the market action. The cooperation from the market is not here. So with no volatility, again, I don't see a reason, especially with close to earnings. Now, of course, earnings should be good for us because they could pre-announce that they suck, but I'm not going to gamble on that right here. ConocoPhillips, Charlie Oscar Peter. Wow. All I can say is, wow. It takes my breath away that I told, are you here tonight? Yeah, you're here. I said, I take all my money and put it in the stock when it was down around 30, I think. Okay. And I mean, this has just been phenomenal. And this has worked exactly as we teach the pricing levels. Okay. And it just keeps turning higher. I haven't seen anything like this in a long time in a stock like this. I mean, this is not exactly, you know, a NASDAQ, you know, high flyer or a Russell. This is ConocoPhillips, but it keeps flying. Now here, 45 new recent high, probably a double topish in here. Again, earnings in a week or so, you know, I don't mind taking a stab from the short side here, okay? But, again, I think that you're probably better off going at neutral. I don't see a big probability model in here either. So I'd rather say neutral because I don't really want to fight it. And I know if I go back, there's going to be resistance somewhere in here. And, of course, there is, all right? See, I just knew that just by the way it's trading. Maybe this was the final blow-off. You know, higher-risk trade, if you write it that way, Chops, it's a higher-risk trade if you want to take a stab right here, okay? But you are taking a little bit more risk. This is not, again, this is not a pure footprint read. This is we're selling into a top based on the little bit of a blow-off, but the blow-off was not on real heavy volume. So it's a little bit higher risk if you want to make it. I'm not telling you to make it. I would say I would not recommend it. But I know some of you want to get in. That would be something reasonable. CSIQ, buy at 17. Well, we got close. So hopefully, you know, you stepped in, okay, and we got the rally, right? Okay. So I mentioned you tighten this up on the long, and boom, we're coming back up again. Now, so now this doesn't look bad. You could now take a look at this at potentially 18 if you want to get in. Okay. Looks like it wants to go to 20. Okay. That would be my luck here. Who wants to get to 20. Now, I would look to be a seller at 20, but certainly, you know, you could buy it, you know, right around 18. And if you're in, great. Okay. And just, you know, monitor and let it go. But when you get to 20, just tighten up. Again, don't get out at 20. Just keep tightening up your stop, you know, until it takes you out. You know, if it takes you out and it goes straight up, then okay. But at least you locked it in. But, you know, don't try to figure that that's the end. I don't like to do that. I like to let them work because I don't know when the action is going to happen.
And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We are listening and learning and hearing some of the calls I made prior to the most recent market action. But This is the Bubba Show. You missed an episode. LibertyTalk.fm. Get you the downloads. And BubbaTrading.com gets you all the information you need to make yourself a better trader. Make sure you check it out. We're starting a new options course right now. But in the meantime, we're going to step out of here for a break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
In other words,
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Bubba. What's going on, everybody? So we've got, we're replaying our call, but we're also talking about the markets. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the grain markets and the oil markets. It's amazing. There are so many counter indicators going on in the market right now, which is why I continue to say, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. There'll be plenty of time to trade, and I think this is a tougher time to be involved, which you are hearing as I go through each and every trade for the week. But let's get back to that right now. Here we go, back to the Monday night call.
All Gene was neutral. The diamonds. Oh, you know I can't give you anything in here. I'm still neutral. Here, we're just breaking out. Every week we just break out. You know, one week we had a key reversal. Thought it was a holiday. And, of course, it turned out to be a holiday because it didn't work. All right, so... But here, just look at the declining volume. You know, again, it doesn't mean – declining volume is not a green light for anything. Declining volume is declining volume, which only shows a lack of interest. It does not indicate market direction. Okay? So neutral. I mean, again, I could certainly say, hey, you know, we're going up too fast. It's a great sale. But if I did that, it would be kind of irresponsible of me as a coach or an instructor, and I couldn't do that to you. Okay? Just not – it's not a good spot. I don't know what to say. There's not, I'd love to say something, but I can't. I'm speechless, but you know how hard that is for me to be. Facebook. Okay, so short 113, that was pretty good. Okay, that was a good trade. Okay, if you got in. I don't know if you got in or not. Okay, so, you know, at the end of the day, I never assume, but the overall trade worked, and this stop, this looks like it wants to work its way lower. The key is going to be, as we said last week, is 108. Okay, look what happened. It broke through 108 and then came right back. So if it fails to break 108, it would be probably come a buy there. But I still think that, you know, 111, 112, you know, let's say 112 again, or 113 would be a good level to take a stab from the short side. They got earnings next week too. Jeez, Louise. Yeah. But this is now the difference between this and some of the others. This moves so damn fast, we don't need a long period of time here to make money. So I would look at it at 112, 113. You could also look at it at 108. Again, I'm not telling you not to buy it. That certainly would not be a bad buy. I just see this action, which indicates there may be a tad bit of weakness here. Okay, maybe their pricing and earnings aren't going to be good, but you know, based on their model, I cannot imagine earnings not being good here. But we'll see. In the meantime, 108, 112, 113, I think it looks like it wants to work its way lower. FireEye, look at this, just drooping along the bottom. Okay, you know, I thought we could jump in last week. You got a little bit of a pop to it, but there's really nothing going on here. Again, I think this is, if you're going to play this one, it's only a buy. And it's only a buy if you want to take some risk. Okay, now, you've got a good reason to believe that your risk is minimal. Okay, you've got good reason to believe your risk is probably $17. So if you got in at $17.60 or $17.50, you know, you got a small amount of risk. If you choose, I'm not encouraging you to jump in. I would say that you could only buy this. The question is will it pop enough? And will these cyber companies be found out for the fraud that they are, that they really don't protect against anything? But again, the stock's been punished from, I think, what, 50 or whatever, is down to 17 and is holding extremely well. I certainly would not have a problem, but I would not buy this like for my long-term portfolio type of trade. I would buy this for purely a trade. That's all I'm looking for, is purely a speculative trade. How would you spot distribution in a stock? Low volume on the day or high volume on a sell-off? Well, you can look at the individual bars. If you ever really want to do that, you can actually, you know, go down. You can minimize a chart and go to, like, let's, you know, we just did this, and go to 5 minutes. This will show you, you know, the distribution, right? The more volume came basically in the consolidation and the selling, because the up move was over and then it started to sell down. So, you know, you can do it that way. You kind of know, too. I mean, it's kind of instinctive once you see a market. First Solar, Foxtrot Zero, Lima Romeo. Okay, so I said nothing last week. I'm really going to say nothing again now. This has the appearances like it's trying to make a bottom here. I think it'll be interesting to see how it handles the 60 level. I'd watch that area. I would still be a seller. I got earnings question mark next week. Surprise, surprise. I would still watch 68. Okay, you know, if it comes in the next couple of days, I think it's worth looking at. Again, I'm not interested. I'm not too crazy, but it looks like it's trying to form a bottom. So 60 may be a play, but based on how many more days I'd like to see it hold this level for a longer term chart, and then based on when the earnings are coming out, I don't think it'll fit. But in the meantime, if we jump to 68, in the meantime, I would be a seller there. Gilt. Golf, India, Lima, Delta. All right. We called it neutral, but we also did say that we expected it to break one way or the other. And, of course, it broke to the upside. So now you got to look at this. You got to say, okay, 98 looks pretty good. Now, this is pretty steady. This stock has had a common thread to it every time. It always sits in consolidation, and then it does break whichever way it's going to break. I would say you can look at this at 98, you know, as far as a sell point. You know, this is a pretty good, this is one of the better looking charts we've looked at, just in general. You know, it hasn't been not quite straight up. I mean, you could look, you know, at 100 and, you know, one or so if you want to look there. And I'd like to see the action there. I'm not in such a hurry to get short this because, again, this has been a little fast, but up. Consolidated. So when stocks consolidate like that, they build more momentum. So whichever direction they're going, this one happens to be going up right now. So for me to try to pick the bottom or the top, I don't really want to do it here. I would say 98.101. You can try, you could, if you wanted, you could try to play that like we talked about in BABA. Okay, you could pick one side if it gets there, and when it gets to the other side, if it does. You know, if it doesn't break out, then, you know, tighten up your stop and come back and try to play that again. Gold. Golf, Lima, Delta. Okay, so we wanted to sell at 121. We got up to 120, not to 121, and down we came. Now, this is really a challenging bit. And again, I always go back to, we only cover this because it is a way to play gold for value for us, but it doesn't move very much. It's not exciting. It's not sexy. In the meantime, you know, there's not much to do here. I mean, I don't think much has changed. You could look at 120 if you chose. I mean, I don't have a problem. You might be a tad early. But based on the new footprint that I'm looking at, 120 could certainly be resistance. I could live with it there. So I wouldn't be afraid to step in there. I'm just not really a seller of gold in here. Okay? So I personally am going to wait till, you know, like it's the equivalent of 1280 myself. Okay, and I'm only doing it for a trade. I mean, I'm long gold. I hold a lot of gold. So I'm going to wait. But, again, a stock like this in an environment like we're in I'm not in a hurry to do anything because, again, without the volatility, it makes it much more challenging. I know I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but I'm trying to drive it home that we do need volatility to give us a better opportunity because volatility creates opportunities. Google, got earnings Thursday. It's breaking up here. Without the earnings, you know, I would be looking to be a seller around 800 without the earnings, okay? And I'd be a buyer, you know, around 700. But remember, we found this new level here, and we said, look what happened here. Look for a potential bust out because if it couldn't fall down, and here we got it. Now, again, you've got a stock, you know, they may be anticipating earnings. Whatever, for whatever reason, it's going higher, it's going higher. Now, I have earnings Thursday, so it's hard to really for us to do anything. But I would watch carefully on Friday because if we get a big spike up, okay, I would be looking for a spot to sell, okay? And if I see it, I might send an update because I would like to get short this, but not here and not now, okay? I do believe that we are some things, and this would be one that I would be attacking should the opportunity arise. But right now, there's not much to do.
And, of course, that's been, if you've noticed, that's been the constant message of the show today, the show all week, the call today, is there's not much to do. So do we really want to get involved when there's not much to do? And that's, you know, kind of my teaching is always patience. Be patient. The markets will give you opportunity if you're patient enough to wait for them. If you continue to try to force them, you will end up in the crapper. Okay, so really, it's much more important that you wait patiently. Okay, you know, do yourself a favor, check out BubbaTrading.com. I do some great writing there for you. I'm a pretty snippy little writer, and you know, I write a lot of stuff and attack a lot. Also, we talk about our programs there as well. Again, I don't spend anybody's money, but I will tell you that you will be thrilled if you do get involved with some of my programs because they're all really good. They teach a lot, and we're just starting a brand new options course as well. But anyways, either way, love having you on the show. Love having you here. And make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim, the platform that was built by traders for traders. You know, every day they have what they call swim lessons where they try to teach you and help you with stocks, options, futures. I mean, you know, where do you get that kind of treatment? I think it's something good, something to check out. And it is the most user-friendly platform around. In the meantime, when you do miss an episode, I hate when you do that, but when you miss one, go to libertytalk.fm and go to the Bubba Show, download it. We're cooking. We got over 200,000 downloads a month now. We're looking to get more. Also, follow me at Twitter, Bubba Average Joe, as well as like me on Facebook, the page, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're going to stop by for a break, and we will be right back after the break, The Bubba Show.
The song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you, and you know we are replaying the Monday call with a few comments from me here and there. But you know, again, I can't tell you how important it is just to be patient and kind of hang out and wait. Why for something? You got every day. There's always opportunity, and when the market sucks as it does right now, you're better off to sit back because you're not getting enough price movement. You're not getting enough volatility. It's much better. So let's get back to the call. But remember that you heard it here. Let's go back to Monday night.
This goes with the rest of the indexes. Again, there's this really, you know, again, if I want to be a schmuck and fight it. Now, I could make one case here. I have one legitimate case I can make. Okay. We did fill this gap here. Okay. That's the only legitimacy I could give to even thinking about taking a short position here, but I can't do it. Okay. It's just, again, I've lost enough in my life of trying to do that. I know the torture of it. And I know the opportunity cost it takes away from you once you start making that play. So I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart, don't do that. It's not good. It doesn't do you any good. Even if you're right once, it's worse if you're right once. Because then you can always be right. Okay? Let it go. It's not big enough to do anything anyways. What are you going to make here? Think about it, you know, unless we're really moving. So with no movement and no action, So what? Maybe you pick the top for a dollar. It's just not worth it here. Okay? 800 was the high, was what I thought also. Yeah, I mean, again, it's an earnings, so I got to be a little more careful, right? LinkedIn. Okay. So we were looking at, you know, potentially a spot to maybe sell it. And, of course, I said I wanted to see the action at 114. And look what happened. The action was it went to the upside. Now, you could have shorted here. I can't say that you shouldn't have. Again, you know, it was, I knew, this is, the, let me explain this to you. This is a very good learning lesson right here. Okay. I knew that it was probably, there should have been no trade. But the market lulled me to sleep with the continuation of making the range so tight and yet always giving me an indication that maybe I was right. And I knew better. I put it out anyway, so I'm not defending it. It's a bad trade, okay, if you get in. But I knew better because I knew the quietness of the market. And, you know, again, we all make mistakes. We're, nobody's immune to it. But this is something that, you know, you want to learn from. This action is actually brutal because there's really not enough. You know, think about the overall movement in the stock. There's not, ever since it broke, there's really been nothing. And every week I tried to be, I said, I started out at 100, 130. And then I relented and said, okay, 120. And then I got a little bit, you know, cute. And, of course, once I got cute, they must have knew I was there, and they ran and got me. But, again, don't – sometimes some stocks, some markets are just not worth trading. Because, remember, money saved is better than money lost on a bad trade. Okay? So I'm going to call this one – I mean, I will sell it at 130, but it's got earnings again next week. Let's just call this one neutral. I don't want to get involved. Well, we will make an earnings plan, but I'm not going to do anything right now. Las Vegas Sands. The bane of one of my buddies' existence in here right now. So, I mean, we thought that 50 would hold. It did. Now we're trying to creep up again. You know, look for 54. They have earnings coming as well. And the ratio man, don't get out for earnings. We'll set this up to benefit for it. I don't want you getting out. We're gonna play it. Okay. Just call me or whatever. We'll take care of it. But, you know, hey, I mean, I can't sell it. Certainly you could look at this almost as a cup and handle type of pattern. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you want to get involved here. I would say if anything, you could look to be a buyer at 50. You might want to be a seller at 55 ish. Okay. But, you know, more likely a buyer here. There's not really a great sell. I mean, we've got a market that's going up. And again, if you go back to what we talked about, parabolic move can't keep going straight up. So what does it do? It goes sideways, and now it's starting to go up again. You know, again, there's certain patterns that come in markets. And again, I don't want to keep making the same excuse because it's really not an excuse, but when you tie back to volatility, when movement is slight, and I tell this story often, and I know it's a rerun, but on days like this, when I was on the floor, if I lost in the first trade, I was a favorite to lose 5 to 10,000 because you're chasing that little bit move and you just, it's hard to lose 5,000 in a $1,000 range, but I've managed to do that before. And that is something you have to be careful with. And I just don't see enough activity to make me want to go in. We need not only VIX volatility, we need price volatility, which we're not getting. Netflix reported tonight, it was actually much lower. Has rallied back, I don't know, about $4 or $5, I think, since the earlier. Got down to 92. Geez, I wish I'd have seen that. Fudge. Anyways, so now it's crawling back up. Now we'll see how it plays tomorrow. I do not like Netflix in general. I wanted to be shorted anyways. But you know, here we should be right about, let's say we're here. Okay. Well, what do we do here? Well, based on the chart, you can look for a spot only to buy it for a bounce. Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if it bounced. You can wait till it rises back up to try to sell it, or you can just ignore it altogether and see what it looks like in a couple of days. But this would be a stock. Now, this happens to be a very tradable stock because this maintains its volatility almost always. Remember, certain stocks, Facebook, Apple, Tesla, they always are can trade. Those you never have to worry about. If you've got a good level, you can trade those always. The ones that start to lose it are the ones you got to be careful of. Because as price shrinks, as price movement shrinks, so does your opportunity. Because you need too many good things to happen to make money, where you get one bad announcement overnight and they wipe you out. And I don't mean they take all your money, they just wipe you out of that trade, and you go, what happened? That's the problem. When you have minuscule price movement, okay, in a stock like Las Vegas Sands or any of those, then you have to be more careful because you don't get the help from the volatility. Whereas a Netflix always has enough air. So let's see how it acts tomorrow. And you know, again, I wouldn't have a problem if someone wanted to take a stab. Maybe at 100, I'd have to. I want to see how it opens and where it holds. Okay, but know that that looks like you know a potential level, and it's right now in the aftermarket is battling around that 100 level. Okay. Nike. Remember Kilo X-ray? All right, so we thought that, you know, 57, 58 was a buy, and of course it was. And here we are. Now, you know, again, where is it going? Declining volume, not a big mover. You know, this is, let's see, what's the action? 62 cents, high low. I don't know. That's not typically, I wouldn't be too thrilled with this. Again, I said I wouldn't mind if you bought it in your long-term account. I think it's fine to own. As far as trading, right now, I mean, I wouldn't want any part of it, but you could only be a buyer at these levels. You know, it's 58-ish if you want. I would pass and wait. I think there's better. Nucor, we can't trade it this week, but imagine. I kept saying that, you know, look, we talked about maybe selling it up against it, but I said, hey, you know, it's still going up. Now they have earnings, so for sure we can't do anything. Now let's see how what happens after the earnings. I think that'll be interesting. I mean, certainly they're pricing in an unbelievable number. And certainly, you know, but remember, you know, these steel stocks and the, took a big, tremendous hit. So, you know, you look at U.S. Steel. You know, that's made a dramatic move. I'm just gonna...
And, of course, you know, these are things that we're always evaluating the market and not the individual company. We're evaluating the pattern that they're charged. So this is the importance of understanding how to trade and invest, because at the end of it, it's about understanding the chart pattern. It has nothing to do with the actual company at the time. We invest in good fundamental companies that give us good technical levels to buy. That is what you should always keep in mind whenever you're investing or trading. But it's always about the technicals first. Anyways, I hope you had a good time. I hope you enjoyed our presentation. I hope you learned something. That's always our goal, is to teach and help. And I urge you to check out BubbaTrading.com. A lot of good articles, a lot of good stuff there. And of course, we love the hedging program, and we're starting to automate it. So check it out. Also, you missed an episode, LibertyTalk.fm. We'll get you right back on track to be with Bubba. That'll do it for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.